In a press release issued on Friday, November 17th, the USDA Forest Service issued a final record of decision to authorize the use of National Forest System lands for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Project and approve project-specific amendments for the Monongahela National Forest and George Washington National Forest plans. The pipeline route traverses 604 miles to deliver natural gas from the Appalachian Basin to markets in the mid-Atlantic regions of Virginia and North Carolina. The decision, jointly issued by the Forest Service's Eastern and Southern Regional Foresters, authorizes Atlantic Coast Pipeline, LLC, to construct and operate 21 miles of the pipeline route that will cross National Forest System lands. Acting Southern Regional Forester Ken Arney said, quote, "Our decision supports Forest Service efforts to provide for multiple uses, minimize impacts to natural resources, and to implement federal policies that encourage energy infrastructure, jobs, and economic growth," unquote. On October 13, 2017, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission issued a Certificate of Public Convenience and Need approving the ACP project route subject to the conditions outlined in the certificate. The certificate, in conjunction with the Forest Service's final record of decision, are needed to allow construction of the pipeline on National Forest lands to proceed. To implement the ROD, the Forest Service has issued the required special use permit for the project. Upon Atlantic's acceptance of the terms of the permit and confirmation that all necessary federal and state authorizations are in place, the Forest Service will allow Atlantic LLC to proceed with the project. Atlantic estimates tree removal will begin in November 2017, with pipeline construction to begin by April 2018. The pipeline will begin transporting natural gas by the fourth quarter of 2019. FERC was the lead federal agency in preparing the environmental impact statement for the project and is responsible for certificating the ACP project. FERC issued a final EIS for the project on July 21, 2017. FERC's EIS details the potential impacts of the entire 604-mile-long route, including the portions that cross 5.1 miles of the Monongahela National Forest in West Virginia and 15.9 miles of the George Washington National Forest in Virginia. The ACP project will impact approximately 430 acres of National Forest System lands during construction, and after restoration, the land in use for the pipeline will be reduced to about 214 acres for long-term operation. The final restored pipeline corridor will be 50 feet wide. More information on the Forest Service Record of Decision can be viewed at fs.usda.gov/gwj. The final ACP EIS is located at ferc.gov. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.